Well, today we talk a little bit about the hiring practices at the White House. We'll take a call, prompts me to do a little COVID review, and we'll talk a little critical theory. But first,
well, I just want to tell you about a quick podcast study here. As you know by now, we all do our very best to align the right sponsors to the podcast. It's a lot of work behind the scenes, and I'm incredibly grateful for your support. We're currently running a quick survey at podcaststudy.com, and we're giving the first 150 people a $10 digital Amazon gift card as an incentive to complete the survey. The information we hear from you about our sponsors is incredibly important to the show, and we can't thank you enough for taking a few minutes to help us out. I mean, come on, it's free. Cut us a break. Upon completion of the survey, you'll be asked to include your email address, and we will send the first 150 people a $10 gift card from Amazon. Go to podcaststudy.com, and thank you again for helping our show and our sponsors.
Welcome to The Inevitable. This is Motor Trend's new podcast about the future of the automobile. I am Johnny Lieberman, the senior features editor at Motor Trend, and I am joined every week by my co-host, Mr. Ed Lowe.
That's me. I'm the head of editorial for Motor Trend, and boy, do we have an amazing list of guests that we're going to be chatting with.
We've got the godfather of the environmental movement, Ed Begley Jr.
Derek Jenkins, a whole bunch of actors, celebrities, car crazy folks, people from in and outside the industry. Can't wait for you to join us.
We're talking about the future of the car. This means everything from electrified vehicles to cars that drive themselves.
Come check us out. We're on podcastone.com or anywhere else you find your favorite podcasts. We're also on motortrend.com and youtube.com/motortrend.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. Cheers, make it my man. And take it on. Dr. Drew's board for a side. Addiction medicine specialist coming from New York City. What you doing, Drew?
Braggers habits.
Braggers habits.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah, I'm trying to avoid some monkeypox.
Yeah, very dangerous. I'm frightened. I'm scared to travel. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I got a couple thoughts. Gary, there was an article that somebody tweeted me earlier today, and I favorited it, but it was, I don't know if it's a New York Post or New York publication, but something got stuck in my craw big time a while back. And it didn't seem to get stuck in anyone else's craw, but, or they noticed it, but it was such a third rail that everybody just kind of went, oh, they freaked out, you know? It says, it's from the New York Post. No business at the White House. Biden's inexperienced lackeys unlikely to pull the U.S. out of inflation doom. And you scroll down it and you realize almost everyone who's in charge of things doesn't have any business experience, lived in the real world.
Right.
And,
that's right.
And then as you scroll down, Gary, because we don't even need to read it, all you see is, you know, women of color, essentially, like young women of color. And you know, his cabinet, when you really just break it down, it's either a woman of color, a gay man, a lesbian. That's kind of the criteria for hiring. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And everyone thought I was a pariah. I started with Kamala Harris. Like, let's not do it based on your ethnicity. We need experienced people. This is a very serious business. You know, it's very complex. It's very serious. And I'm sorry, you might need the 68-year-old, you know, Larry Kudlow, or I'm trying to think of who the business, you know, the guy who managed the 600 Carl's Juniors. You know what I mean? Like, you need some old, boring, jowly white guy who's going, I've been in the private sector. I've lived it. I've managed X amount of franchisees. Yeah. You know what I mean? I've dealt with supply chains, you know, not I'm gay. How How could it work, Drew? How could it fucking work? He doesn't have anyone around him. I mean, look, you don't get to go. Look, you don't get to go to a bus shelter and pull out some guy sleeping on the bench because he's black or because he's Hispanic or because she's lesbian or whatever, and make her the head of transportation or whatever, whatever Homeland Security or whatever it is. You have people that have some history. You know, they went to Stanford, they got a BA, they worked as a professor at Berkeley for six years. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying,
yeah,
I'm not saying these people walked, you know, were Walmart greeters and they, right, they walked out.
Now you're saying they're qualified, but they may not be up to the present moment.
I know. I'm not even saying they're qualified. I'm saying, okay, they're people who were a defensive coordinator for 4 years in the Canadian Football League, and they're 27. They're not ready to take over as the Patriots head coach. We're handing out head coaching positions to people. Now, yeah, the guy played a little junior college football and he coached the line at San Jose State. I mean, like, it's not like football. He's never heard of it. I mean, he's been around it a little bit, but he's not Bill Belichick. These are big, fat, important positions. And I can't find, everyone seems to, first thing, I'm suspicious because everyone has either Hispanic surname, is black or female or is gay. There may be one straight white guy in there somewhere. By the way, the average age is young too.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's almost more disturbing than anything, frankly. But the paying devil's advocate, the pushback would be, are you saying that you can't find as qualified or more qualified an individual of color just because they're of color or young?
Yes, I am. You limit the pool greatly. You limit the pool. There's a pool.
So you're not selective.
Well, yeah. Look, first things first. You may have an incredibly dynamic, young woman of color and go, this woman is a dynamic, young woman of color. Well, she may be running Nabisco and go, I'm not interested.
Right. Okay. That's right.
Yeah. Okay. So you're taking your pool and you're shrinking the pool down.
No, let's sort of talk about the pool. So that is the competition is the field upon which the field amongst which the competition is developing is thinner, right?
Yes.
And but don't, I know I've learned from you that doesn't your mom at all and all the others hate competition? Isn't competition the enemy? Wouldn't they push back on that too?
It's a bigger problem. The bigger problem is this. Who would you like to be transportation secretary? Who would you like to be energy secretary? Who would you like to be head of Homeland Security? Who would you like to be the vice president? Well, I, as someone who lives in this country, would like the best person for this job. And yeah. I have no interest in whether they're straight or gay. I have no idea who they are, what they do. It makes little to no, black or white, Hispanic, it makes male or female. It makes zero difference to me. I would like the best. The best.
Yeah.
Now, if you're going to announce, I need a woman of color to be my vice president, then that's number one. That's the number one thing. And then number two is, if she happens to be good at her job, that'll be a plus. But this is the number one thing. This is who I'm hiring. This is what got us Kamala Harris. Wild. I mean, I think she is whoever her detractors were going in, it's gone far lower than anyone could have imagined, right? It's just, I mean, she's whatever side of the aisle you're on, there's no debate that she's just a fucking disaster, right?
Seemingly so.
Okay, so what do we got? And then it's always funny to me because Gary, as you look at that list, it's like black, Hispanic, female, black, Hispanic, female. There's one white dude in there, and then I get obsessed with, is he gay? That's my move. All right, we got Janet Yellen. And by the way, she's been wrong about everything economically. Everything. Yeah. Yes?
Yeah.
All right, start at the top, Gary. We have Yellen is, her title is, well, I don't know who's at the top there. Sorry. Yellen is
Treasury Secretary
who's been wrong about everything that has to do with the economy. So far.
Yeah.
Then the next woman is
Cecilia Rouse, chair of the Council of Economic Advisors.
All right. Well, we just came in at a 9.1.
Inflation.
Okay. Second woman is a black woman. Third woman is an Asian woman who is
Trade Representative Catherine Tai.
All right. I have no idea how trade is going. I'm guessing it's not great. The fourth is a black woman.
Office of Management and Budget Director Shalonda Young.
All right. And then we get to the dude. Oh, then we get to the gay guy. There's a Transportation Secretary, Pete Buttigieg, which you can argue how great that's going about now.
This last picture, which is the only one we haven't covered, doesn't list who it is.
No, there's one that you missed.
No, that's a Republican making a case about Biden's inflation record.
Yeah,
here's the very top.
Look at the thing he's.
Yeah, you'll see. There's Kamala, shit show, some Republican making a point. Then Janet Yellen, and then
Cecilia Rouse, then Catherine Tai, then Shalonda Young. Unless you're talking about this gentleman,
well,
Charles Anderson.
Who is he?
COVID-19 Relief Director of Economic Policy, who was once a congressional staffer.
Seems like a white guy.
What is
on
that
the
even
list
mean?
Who maybe now I'm so fucked up that I see the one white guy on the thing and I go, yeah. Is he gay?
He must be.
I mean, Buttigieg is the other white guy. What I'm saying is true. How could this possibly go any other way? Is there any other way this could go? And I know you're pussy and everyone's freaked out. No one wants to talk about it because they're like, oh, it's just some sort of slight against whatever community. No, it is not. It is not. Whether you're picking a quarterback for your football team, a coach for your football team, or you're staffing a cabinet, you cannot do it under these auspices. You will never get the best. You will never get the
best. Not win a Super Bowl. Not win a Super Bowl.
Well, look around. Who do you go in that cabinet where you go, that dude is kicking ass, or that chick fucking knows economics? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, obviously, they're all fucked up because they have to sort of look at the same, you know, political playbook, and that's going to fuck them up pretty badly, too.
Yep.
But,
yep.
Yes.
It is. Listen, I think I told you the other day off the air that I would – you know, I don't even care. It makes me feel so helpless that there's all this, as you say, problems in the economic system that a business person could start to solve, could start to just. And part of that solution would be coaching up the psychology of everybody and how much I long for somebody going, all right, it's pretty solid. Let's get this goal. Let's get everybody back to work. Let's get this thing growing. Nothing like that. We suck. You suck. Inflation's out of control. We're helpless. Can't do anything. And if you try to do something, you're going to destroy the planet.
Right. Let me tell you,
a recipe for success.
Let me tell you, it's right up there with defund the policing. It's like, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get rid of the police. We're going to replace them with community ambassadors. Okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to have the most diverse cabinet ever. I'm going to have the most people of color, the most women, the most transgender, the most, like, that sounds awesome, except for they have to do the job.
Mm. Well,
you getting rid of their job.
Are they the best?
Thank you, Drew. Thank you.
Yeah.
Don't be such a fucking pussy. Yes, they get dressed and show up. Look at the fucking economy. Look at gas prices. They're getting dressed and showing up. They're not doing a great job. Shut up. Drew, you're such a puss. I'm not suggesting they're home smoking pot all day. They're showing up. Janet Yellen is showing up and getting everything wrong about the economy.
My fear is that they don't care about it being like this.
Yes, they don't.
Kind of secretly like it because, well, less emissions.
Well, then I owe you an apology because maybe they are doing their job. We just don't know we're mistaking what their job is.
Yeah. Yeah.
They may have a different job than we think they're, we think the guy in charge of the border wants to close the border. We think that's his job. We think he wants to slow illegal border crossings. We think that's his job. You're right. It's probably not his job. All right. Mm-hmm. Do we find out where that guy is gay or not?
No, but
I already looked.
It seems hard to figure that one out. I can say that the one thing that he seems to be noted for is petitioning the Unicode. Basically, he's trying to get a donkey emoji built into the iPhone because he thinks it's unfair that there's a elephant and there's no donkey. So he's done considerable work petitioning the Unicode Consortium, which controls all of that.
All right. And then it's right back to COVID? All right.
COVID economic relief.
Yeah, then he'll get to COVID.
Wow.
That's the kind of big thinker you want in that position, right, Drew? And everyone's young, except for Janet. All right, let me tell you about Ultimate Ears. Man, we use tech every day. That's why we don't think about other devices sometimes, like those earbuds. That's where Ultimate Ears comes in, man. No two ears are exactly the same, and that's why UE Fits, true wireless custom fit earbuds from Ultimate Ears, offers premium sound, all-day comfort, so much more comfortable. It's not a one-size-fits-all. It's a guaranteed perfect fit in 60 seconds. 8 hours of continuous playback on a single charge, up to 20 hours with the charging case. If you try them and you don't love them as much as we do, they have a 30-day money-back guarantee, plus free shipping, free returns, and a one-year warranty. Right, Gary?
These are so good that I gave a competing pair of headphones to my wife 20 minutes after I got them.
Yep.
Use promo code ADS at UE.com/fits to get your pair of UE Fits. That is UE.com/fits, promo code ADS.
Based on Gary's enthusiasm, I got with them as well. And aside from the fit and the quality of sound, everything else, which Ultimate Ears always had, the duration, the battery life is just crazy.
Yeah.
I love that. I don't worry about them. Just wear them.
Great product. All right. Jimmy's been on hold for a little while. Oh, wait. I hit the wrong button, I think. Or maybe I didn't. No. Sorry. I guess he dropped off. Let's talk to Chris, 28. Is Jimmy gone? Chris from Arizona.
Yeah.
Hi, guy.
How you guys doing?
Yeah, man.
Hi, guy.
We're good.
I love you guys.
Love
you. I'm a longtime listener, first time caller.
Thanks.
I got a suggestion for the show that I think you guys will appreciate. I think it has potential, or at least I'm hopeful, to be similar to the Olga heavy cream glass bottle move, which I've implemented in my own life.
Pour the hot coffee. Pour the hot coffee.
Exactly.
Okay. Let me say this. Pour the hot coffee into the glass cream thing and get the last bit out of the bottom. Then dump it in your cup. Thank you. Go ahead, Chris.
That's it. So, one thing is I love putting my friends onto the show. I've got a few friends that I've made religious listeners. And nothing makes us laugh more than Adam introducing Drew in the beginning and butchering the title as an addiction medicine specialist. When it's a really good one, you hear Drew kind of chuckle in the background, so that's like the cherry on top. But my problem is when I tell a new friend about the show, I got to kind of explain to them that joke so they can share kind of the laughter with the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so my suggestion/request is that, one, maybe two times a week, we could just get the clean intro, addiction medicine specialist. That way we have something to reference it to.
All right. a note taken, I think once a week. It's good. I think that's good.
Plenty.
Note taken.
That is all I ask.
Thank you, Chris, and thanks for listening.
I appreciate it. I love you guys.
I love you. Yeah, you know, I'll tell you something, Drew, about we'll get off of race so you can debunch your panties. I'm just saying, how could this work any other way? If you make your lead criteria for very important jobs in this country the color of your skin or who you go to bed with at night, how could you? How could it possibly go any other way? This is not that there's not gay men that are great at stuff. David Geffen, I'm sure, would be good at shit, but he's on a yacht somewhere. You know what I mean? You've limited your pool. Yeah. You've limited your pool.
They don't. I think you're. Think about your mom for a second. I don't think you're appreciating how much they don't believe that there's even such a thing as that kind of competition. I don't think they really believe it.
Yeah, you're right.
They'd like to turn away from it and say that that they would even go so far, I suspect, as to say that the cost of just opening the pool up is you lose the perspective of the people that have been marginalized, and we need that perspective in there. That's a real key part.
I think it's insidious to put people in a position of power and go, and they do it frequently. Like, we need a black woman in there because she understands how black women, you're just doing the economy. Just make the economy better. It's really racist and weird to suggest that you understand how this works or that somehow they won't trust you unless you look. I mean, give me the precedent for it. Is it Lori Lightfoot? Is it Dinkins? You know what I mean? Like, now we finally have a black person in charge of a city. Okay, so it's now utopia for all the black people who live in Chicago? Because you have a black lesbian running the place? It's such a racist, flawed thought. Do you know what I mean?
But you ignore critical theory. Remember, I got to always remind everybody, critical theory takes the position that logic and competition and reason, that's narrow thinking of ancient white men.
Yes.
That real enlightenment comes from subjectivity and the political, thus the feelings.
All right. Do your spot there, Drew, and then we'll get on to a few more calls here.
All right. You know, we always love Blinds Galore. Family owned and run for over 20 years. 2 million windows covered. First place to buy custom window treatments online. Blades, blinds, shades, shutters, drapes, even motorized coverings that connect to your smart home. They have it all. Just take the measurements, figure out the design. Their online visualizer lets you see what they look like right on the screen before you buy, so you know exactly what you're getting into. And they have expert customer care. They'll help you every step of the way, either online or over the phone. They go out of the way to make sure that you are satisfied. They send free samples. It's free shipping, free expertise. If you're not happy, they'll come around again and make sure that you get right where you want to be. And it can be confusing and overwhelming. Adam and I have used the same service to cover windows, and it's like, it's intense. You need help. But Blinds Galore makes sure you get exactly what you want at blindsgalore.com, right, Gary?
Blindsgalore.com makes it easy to get the high-quality designer blinds and shades you've always wanted in your home, all at a great price. Order your free samples today to get started at blindsgalore.com and let them know Adam sent you. That is blindsgalore.com.
All right, take a quick break, and then we'll come back with some calls right after this. All right. Drew, I'll tell you, we got a call about COVID. I think Jimmy popped back up, but I'll tell you something that's kind of insidious. Jimmy, 39.
Hi, guy.
Your wife and your daughter have COVID?
For the second time currently right now.
Mm-hmm.
They first had it back at Christmas. Yeah. And the wife was about bedridden for about 4 days. Daughter's only loss of taste and smell. This time, wife is in about the same shape. Daughter's this time a little itchy throat, little fever, but it seems like they're over it within 36 hours. Myself,
right.
Zero symptoms either time. Do we have any reason for why this is affecting people differently.
Are they vaccinated?
Absolutely not.
Oh, good.
But they've had COVID. They've had COVID, but not vaccinated. And
correct.
I noticed CNN.com is out there with their headlines. The worst variant is here. The worst possible. It's the worst. It's the worst. So let's talk about it. So Alpha and Delta were the first two, and they were more caused worse illness for sure. The R naught on those, meaning the ability to transfer to multiple people, was 3. R naught was 3. Omicron came along. It was milder. It was more infectious. And now we have BA4 and BA5. BA5 is a big deal from the standpoint of its infectivity. Now, remember how freaked out we were about the infectivity of the original COVID outbreak? Mm. That was an R-naught of 3. This is an R-naught with BA5 of somewhere between 16 and 18. Everybody is going to get this thing. That, like, one of the things that drove me crazy about that exchange between Josh Hawley and the law professor we were talking about last show, she takes her mask off in the room, and she had an N95 mask on, which is the right thing to do. As soon as you take that mask off, you're done. That's it. This thing is, you have to wear your mask 100% of the time. Just like if you walked into a room with a severely infected patient, you'd keep that mask on until you left the room. So this intermittent mask wearing and signaling means nothing. And it's not even clear, because of the this virus, the BA5 Omicron, is as infectious as measles. And you don't hear us talking about masking for measles, do you?
No.
Because it doesn't do much. You really can't do much with that. Now, that's the infectivity side, which is very impressive. The illness side, I've seen some kind of people get sick. People get kind of sick. They all responded quickly to Paxlovid, but the majority of cases are exactly what was our caller's name?
Jimmy.
Was it Gary?
Jimmy.
Jimmy's family's experience has been the vast, vast, vast majority of what I've seen. And I've seen multiple cases every day, and it's exceedingly common right now. And it doesn't matter whether you have the hybrids probably do the best. So, you know, having had the illness or having had the vaccine and the illness, that's the group that seems to be doing the best.
Do you think Fauci knows about natural immunity now?
I think he does.
He didn't know about it a little while ago.
Yeah, I know. He didn't know
what
to
field
say.
Is he in?
Immunology, infectious disease.
Oh, he doesn't know outdoor advertising?
No.
So that's his field, he doesn't know about it. Huh.
Yeah, doesn't know about it.
Dr. Drew,
stupid or liar. It's lying.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Yeah, but what about, I wanted to know, so for me, zero symptoms, asymptomatic, not a sample,
Drew.
And my wife bedridden 4 days. Is there a reason that we know why it's that for two people that same age?
I'll tell you
the
why.
The only difference is gender?
I'll tell you why. It's a constitution thing. If it hit Drew, if it hit my ex-wife, they would all be in bed, and I'd go to work. And it's just an internal
constitution. It's not even a constitution. I think some people get nailed by viruses.
I'm calling it a constitution. I don't mean it. It's like saying, how come I can put hot sauce on my taco and I'm fine, and my wife puts hot sauce on her taco and she gets acid reflux? It's like, that's her.
That's right.
That's just her.
That's exactly
that's how
right.
it works.
That's exactly right. And some people don't get anything. Some people do not get COVID at all.
And Jimmy, you will see trends. Like, you will see.
Yeah.
You're not as allergic to as many things. You don't have the acid reflux. You don't have foods that disagree with you. I say, you know, Drew never stops talking about jet lag, you know. Oh, I was in New York 7 months ago and I'm still a little bit off, you know. Like, it's just like motion sickness, things like that. It's like, it's just affects some people are sort of, you know, some people are sort of like purebred dogs and some people are just like mutts from the pound, you know what I mean? And it's just not, they're just affected differently.
Mm-hmm.
And I would 100%. Say in general, in my experience, women are just more sensitive to things, you know. In general, women can be more sensitive to things of this nature.
Possibly. I don't know. Because I know they're tougher in certain respects. But yes
they are.
They do get,
No, I guess what I'm saying. there's two parts to an illness. One is the illness, and the other part is how you react.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if I got an illness, I'd be much more apt to go, oh, fuck it, I'm heading in anyway.
Yeah.
Most of women I've known over the years would say, I got to take a couple days. Like a couple days down.
But remember that time you got that horrible illness and you were lying in bed moaning?
Mm-hmm.
About 10, 15 years ago? That's the way viruses affect me.
Right.
That's how I get every time. And you just can't, you can't get up. But at a certain point, you can't.
No.
You'd like to.
No. But what I'm saying is I've known many women and some men who could get up and could move about and could get dressed.
Yeah.
It was more of a mental, half of it is a kind of, I'm going to play it safe and stay home.
Yes.
It doesn't.
Yes, there's a lot of that.
There's a lot of people, it doesn't take much for them to stay home. And then there's a lot of people where it takes everything to get them to stay home.
Yes, that is very much
that
true.
That is part of it. All right.
What is this? Oh, you had an insidious thing after you do your business. I'm going to tell me about
it. First, I'll tell you about concrete. This is a good product. I take it. Oops. Take concrete every day. It's creatine. And your body needs it. And your body makes about half as much as you need. And then there's the part where it's supposed to come from your diet. But American diets are low in creatine-rich foods. Concrete, patented creatine, HCL, is the favorite creatine of elite, well-informed athletes. The number one bioavailable creatine and the only microdosing creatine. Just one small scoop per 100 pounds of your body weight. This is a little scoop. I would use two. Drew would use two. Creatine is required for functional energy in every cell, and your brain uses about 20% of the creatine that's in your body. So let's be sharp, and it also for your immune system. Let's use concrete. Right, Gary?
That's right. Take control of your health, both body and mind. Build a better you with concrete. Register now at con-crete.com/podcast. That's con-crete.com/podcast for a chance to win a $500 Walmart Visa gift card. Available now online and in-store at Walmart, concrete is truly life-changing and performance-enhancing.
All right, Drew, I'll tell you about the insidious thing when we bring Ami Horowitz in for the next installment of this show. You can go to adamcarolla.com for all the live dates, and the new book, Everything Reminds Me of Something, is out as we speak. So please be supportive. I think it's going to make you laugh. Drew, what do you got?
Go to drew.com. Check out After Dark. We love you, the Corolla faithful over there.
So till next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
All this month, stream the funniest films for free on Pluto TV. Watch comedy classics like Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, and Mean Girls. Or drop in for a Tyler Perry marathon with a Madea family funeral and Madea's witness protection. Pluto TV also has hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows like Get Shorty, Be Cool, Key and Peele, Comedy in Color, and more. And no contracts, no subscriptions, no fees, no joke. So download the Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start laughing today. Pluto TV, drop in, watch free.